From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Speaking at the Group of Eight summit in Italy, President Obama said world leaders have made some important strides this week on fighting global climate change. And while the conference did not meet the president's goal of a sweeping agreement between wealthy and developing nations, Mr. Obama says it is a good start.
As I wrestle with these issues politically in my own country, I've come to see that it is going to be absolutely critical that all of us go beyond what's expected if we're going to achieve our goals.
The president said that the global recession is making it harder for nations to agree on a plan to contain global warming. The G8 summit in L'Aquila, Italy, ended Thursday. A new study shows that Sonia Sotomayor was tougher on criminal defendants than her colleagues were during her 6 years as a trial judge. The Supreme Court nominee's confirmation hearings begin on Monday. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University analyzed more than 7,700 prosecutions in New York from 1993 through 1998. Those are the years Sotomayor was a trial judge in New York. She handled about 260 cases during that time. The study compares sentences Sotomayor handed down to those her colleagues delivered. The survey found that Sotomayor was more likely to send people to prison than her colleagues were. She was tougher on drug offenders and much tougher on white-collar criminals than other judges on the court. For example, the average judge sent 43% of white-collar offenders to prison. Judge Sotomayor sentenced 52% of white-collar defendants to prison time. She sentenced 48% to 6 months or more, and her colleagues only sentenced a third of white-collar defendants to that much time behind bars. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Capitol Police arrested 26 AIDS activists Thursday for staging a noisy demonstration in the Capitol Rotunda. The demonstrators were demanding congressional action on efforts to reduce the spread of AIDS. More from NPR's David Wilna.
As Capitol Police bound their hands in the rotunda, 15 men and 11 women chanted, "Fight global AIDS now." East Asia Smith is with the international AIDS organization HealthGap. She says the group was protesting the failure of the Obama administration to lift a federal ban on needle exchanges, in addition to not increasing global AIDS funding and not fully funding AIDS housing programs.
All of these things Obama promised to do on his campaign trail and so far has failed to do. And so we're here now to ask Congress to do it.
The protest came shortly before the House of Representatives began considering a spending bill funding global AIDS initiatives $150 million above what President Obama requested. The protesters were charged with unlawful assembly, as well as with loud and boisterous disorderly conduct. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News. An Illinois cemetery manager and three gravediggers are charged with running a scam to resell burial plots. Authorities say the four unearthed hundreds of remains and dumped them in weeds and stacked bodies in already occupied graves. Hundreds of relatives descended on the Burr Oak Cemetery near Chicago to find out if they had been victimized and to try to find the remains of their own loved ones. Among those buried at the site are lynching victim Emmett Till and blues singers Willie Dixon and Dinah Washington. Scientists say this summer will see the arrival of an El Niño weather system from the Pacific Ocean that will last through next winter. NPR's Christopher Joyce has details.
El Niño is a widespread change in ocean temperatures and wind and weather patterns that starts in the tropical Pacific. The effects extend from Asia to the Americas. The last El Niño was in 2006. In the U.S., El Niños often increase rainfall and storms in western and southern parts of the country and can produce severe winter storms in California. Many parts of South America also experience flooding, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. El Niño can also reduce fish catches by slowing the upwelling of nutrient-rich deep waters along the western coasts of the U.S. and South America. On the positive side, El Niño may suppress hurricanes in the Atlantic and moderate temperatures in the northern U.S. during the winter. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Authorities in Canton Township, Michigan, near Detroit, say an Amtrak passenger train carrying 170 people struck a car that witnesses say skirted a gate at a road crossing. Police say five people were killed, all of them inside of the vehicle. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.